filmmaking for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. I'm going to quote our good friend Jim Peterick here to start this segment. Jim Peterick says, he's like an octopus. He's got 8 arms and they're always moving. This is so true. We know him from the Arcata Theater and so much more. He's a good friend of the show. He's Ron Onesti. Kind of busy, right? Little Italy Festa is going on right now as we speak. Ron, thank you for joining us. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, buddy. And, you know, I just want to remind everybody that you, as an Italian-American, because you do have a vowel at the end of your name, and that's our story, and we're sticking with it.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm on Taylor Street right now. We've got your cohort from WGN Morning News, Pat Tomasulo, on stage introducing the act. And we got to get you out here, buddy. We miss you.
I would love to be there. This is so much fun. Last time we spoke, you were in Italy.
Isn't that wild?
Right?
Yeah, lots going on, man. Yeah, I was out there. And did you see? I think I sent you a picture. I was, for one reason or the other, but I got to spend like 10 minutes with the Pope. And it was actually very cool. The guy's a funny guy. You know, I tried to be very, proper and everything. And I just asked him, thanking him for representing the world, this and that. He said, I'm a Spanish origin, I believe it's Argentine. And he said, please pray for me. This job is pretty, pretty hard, and he said it in kind of a, I don't know, it seemed like a Jersey accent or something. It's kind of funny. I don't know.
That's funny. Good stuff. All right. So let's talk about Little Italy Festa. This is on Taylor Street, yes?
Yeah, man. I'm born on Taylor Street. And, it's one of those old, let me get out of the way here with the music. Sorry about that. It's one of those age-old communities that, it's old neighborhood, and it's one of these events that it's really cool. Besides it being a cool event in and of itself, it's a really cool reunion. I mean, everybody, hey, how you doing? How you doing? The grandkids, and they go to see that where their grandparents came over from Italy and resided in 1920, 30, 40, and it's just a cool thing, and it's really a testimonial to all the neighborhoods in Chicago of all the ethnic groups that, we got to remember that the melting pot thing that Chicago is, man. So many ethnic groups. It's really cool. And this is not just for Italians. If you love Italian food, I don't care who you are, where you're from, come on down.
Now, I counted some 17 restaurants, I think. Am I wrong here?
Yeah, it's actually 26, actually.
26.
We got a bunch more, yeah.
Wow. Anything from octopus to eggplant, sausages, Italian beef, cannoli, fried dough, Italian ice, gelato, pizza. It's all there, right, Ron?
But you know what, Phil, which I'm really proud of, and nothing against any other festival, of course. There's a lot of great food at other festivals. And a lot of festivals have festival food, which you go there. That's what you go for,
Right.
This is like, every booth here is like going to your aunt's house. For dinner on a Sunday. I mean, it is. You see them frying stuff up in pans and not deep fryers. And it just is, you could tell that the love is there and the passion is there with the recipes. It's a very, very cool thing.
Very good. All right, a couple quick questions for you. Do Chicagoans call it Little Italy or Taylor Street?
It depends who you're from, where you're from. I mean, a lot of the tourists call it Little Italy. It's named Little Italy. But if you're from the area, you're from freaking Taylor Street.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Here's another. This is a tougher one, I think. Is it gravy or sauce?
You know what? I don't think it's tough. A lot of people get so freaking passionate about that, but I think I figured it out. Because if you have, just the regular red tomato sauce, let's call it.
Right.
You say, get some marinara sauce. You never say marinara gravy. But if you have, if you do it on Sunday, and like my mom and grandma used to do and like most of your moms and grandmas did on Sundays, you put the sausage and the meatballs and the neck bones into Sunday gravy. So if there's meat associated with it, it's gravy.
There you go.
It's just the marinara, it's marinara sauce.
All right. Just making sure.
But people fight over that over here, man. You got to be careful with that.
I know. That's why I asked. I don't want to get, I don't want to get in any trouble.
And it's funny because... the political conversations out here, it's got nothing to do with red or blue or political, Republican or Democrat, it's strictly gravy or sauce. That's the political experience.
That's good.
Yeah, man.
You've got, how many stages do you have?
We've got 5 stages.
Wow.
And, it's pretty cool because we got, something for everybody. You know, it's not just, guys in tuxes singing Sinatra. Not that there's anything wrong with that because we got that too. But we've got, for example, on stage right now is a band from Columbus, Ohio, that does just all pop music, Italian stuff, in Italian, American classics. But it's a fun party band. It's called Eurorhythms. But we just had the Bronx Wanderers finish. They'll be here tomorrow as well, and they're from Vegas. Tremendous, tremendous act. Tomorrow, Phil, I know you know this guy, and I'm really excited. He's like a brother to me, He is Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. And original founding member and drummer of the band Chicago, Danny Serafin, another proud Italian-American. And tomorrow is Danny Serafin Day here at the festival. He's got his whole band, CTA, doing all the Chicago hits. It's going to be incredible, man.
I want to talk more about Danny in a little bit. Let me take a quick break here. More with Ron Onesti here at 720 WGN. Phil and Nikki for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. I had to dig that up. It's perfect. While we're talking with Ron Onesti, it's going on right now, and Ron is taking time away from his duties at Little Italy Festa to join us here at 720 WGN. We appreciate that, Ron. So you mentioned Danny Serafin, right?
Yeah, man.
Now, you probably saw this, but for those who didn't, I'm going to recap it. When Chicago finally got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a couple years ago, he was there. And he was like dropping F-bombs, and he was just so happy to be there. Later in the ceremony, Kid Rock said something to the effect of, "Who knew that the drummer from Chicago would be the baddest ass on stage tonight?"
You know what? I was there with him, and it was incredible. I mean, we spent the whole experience, and he was like a little kid. I mean, really, he was so proud. And I asked him afterward, like, Danny, because the guys like Robert Lamb, they're like, what are you doing? God, they got mad at him. And he goes, I was like, I lost it. He goes, you don't understand. I've been waiting. And like I said on stage, waiting 25 years to hear this, you know. And he was just such like a little kid with this thing. Really, it was a big deal.
Yeah. So you started to say that tomorrow is Danny Serafin Day there at the Festa?
Yeah, man, because he hasn't been here back home in 3 years. And he had a little bout. He had a little minor heart attack thing. Okay. So he's doing great, He's all fixed up, and we decided to make him the headliner and welcome him back home. And you know, he's originally from South Side of Chicago, and all the family's coming. It's gonna be a great day, man.
Perfect. What time do they take the stage tomorrow?
He's on at about 8:00.
Okay, cool. Very cool. And I'm looking at the bands that you have here. There are like tribute bands to a band that everyone will love. You've got Boss Sticks. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Boss Sticks and Journey Recaptured for the Journey people. And of course, Seventh Heaven is tonight, which everybody loves that as a festival band. We've got a little something going with Queen. I mean, we got, as I said, something for everybody.
The Chain, Fleetwood Mac tribute.
Oh, they were from, that was actually last night, but they were, I got to tell you, spectacular. Spectacular. These people, you know, these tribute acts, you know, and with the Arcata, the Splains Theater, and all the other stuff we got, we're doing more and more of these tribute acts because, as we know, that you know, the real people are dying off or they're retiring or, you know, the bands are now the guitarist is the only left. And so these tribute bands are coming out. They're all production shows and they're so damn good. If you're the original act and you're, you know, doing this thing 30, 40, 50, some 60 years, and sometimes they're off key, they forget a word, people laugh it off. But these tribute acts, they got to be spot on, remember every word, every key, every note. And they work really hard on it. And I'll tell you, I got a lot of respect for these tribute acts.
Yeah, and you do such a good job at all your places. Let's talk about them for a little bit. The Arcata is kind of the cornerstone. You've been there for how many years again?
18 years now.
18 years at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. Always a great place to be. And a couple new places, the Desplaines Theater, right?
Yeah, that was a condemned property. You wouldn't have believed how bad. I mean, I wouldn't have enough time on the air to talk about how bad it was. I've totally gutted the thing and down to the earth and no ceilings and no floors. And
wow.
And I'm telling you, it's got the original splendor of when it was first opened, 1925. And if you've ever been to the Arcata in St. Charles, it's got that same old school flair. But it's about the same size, 1,000 seats. And people have been loving it. We opened up on Halloween with Kevin Costner.
Very
we
cool.
We built it and he came.
And you've got an event going on Sunday, Rock Radio Revisited, at the Displays Theater.
Yeah, man. I'm extremely excited about that. You know, Dave Flyer gave me a call, buddy, and he's obviously running things down at the Museum Broadcast Communication. I'm a huge fan of that operation, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce and everybody. Thank God for them. And he, you know, said we need a place. I said, please, it's my honor. And you got, you know, John Landecker, of course, the records will be there. Wendy Snyder's hosting. And just a lot of the, you know, the people, Tommy Edwards, just a lot of the people that, you know, that mean, you know, Chicago. I mean, it's just an honor. And it's Sunday, and I think it's at, is it 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock, correct.
Yeah.
And our good friend Bob Stroud will be there as well.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, one of my favorite guys on the radio, especially on Sunday morning, Rock and Roll Roots.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's you know, for me, it's really, it's radio crack. I cannot stop. I can't stop listening to it. I just love it. It's so, his voice is soothing for me, you know?
Yeah. And speaking of soothing voices and very cool, Wendy Snyder is going to be on our program a little bit later tonight to tell us more.
Please tell her hi.
I will do
I love her.
So Rock Radio Revisited at the Displays Theater on Sunday. So let's get back to the fest. You've got all this food. You've got all this entertainment. How much do I have to pay to get in?
For you, my friend, zero. No, you know, we're on a city street, so it is free to get in. We do have a suggested donation of $10 to help pay for this thing. It's a massive, massive operation, and most people are generous with that. But again, you know, if you just want to come in and enjoy the music and things are a little tough, please, we welcome everybody.
Very cool. And you said you got 5 stages. How many entertainers? How many bands?
We have about 60 entertainers all told. And again, something for everybody, and it's really cool because, you know, one stage is at the Fountain. And matter of fact, excuse me one second, am I supposed to be at the Fountain with the Italian guys? Find out what time they go on. I think they're calling me. I'm sorry.
You got to do a stage announcement?
Yeah, I did. No, it's okay. I apologize. I have to. Who's going to announce them? Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really cool because we got one of the stages that surrounds like a fountain. Another stage has got the backdrop of the our beautiful skyline. Another stage is right on Ashland Avenue. It gives you that whole neighborhood street block party feel. We've got a smaller stage with the accordion guys. You got to love the accordion guys on something like this.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's a lot of fun. We got a big DJ stage that people, because all old school, from Frankie Valli to old school Motown, and everybody is dancing the storm, all the 70s stuff. Yeah, it's just great time.
So you have to have a lot of room for all of this. You got 60 bands, 5 stages, all this food. How many blocks long is this festa?
Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, probably 3.5, close to 4 maybe.
Wow. So you got everything packed in there. This is awesome. This is the definition of a neighborhood festival.
You know what? It really is, Phil, because the people who come here, most of them have a connection to the neighborhood, either a personal connection, you know, family came here in 1930 or 20 or whatever.
Right.
Or they have like a connection to the culture. They love the culture. They love the movies. They love the food. And they, when they come here, they feel like they're home. I was just talking to a couple from the deep south, I think Beverly, and they came up here and said, we've never been here before. But man, oh man, this is like going home, you know? And again, it's not just about being Italian. This is a very family feeling neighborhood. Back in the day when everybody left their doors open, everybody knew their neighbors' names and brought cakes to each other. And, you know, we can only wish for those days, right?
Right. Oh, exactly. Now you didn't have the fest last year, did you? No.
Last 2 years. No. Last one was 2019, yeah.
So
we missed it, like everybody.
There's a lot of steam that's got to be let off, and this is the perfect place to do it, right?
Oh, so people are getting emotional, like crying, literally, like it's a family member coming back, you know?
That's the best. That's the best.
Yeah, it's incredible. It really is.
I have to mention this. On this date in 1492, Christopher Columbus arrived in the Canary Islands on his first voyage to the New World.
Yes.
That was this day in 1492. So
wow. So he landed in the Canary Islands.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. On his first voyage to the New World. I got 1 minute, Ron. Again, Little Italy Festa. It's on Taylor Street, and you need to go there, right?
Right. Go to oshows.com. It's letter oshows.com for information. But it goes tomorrow, noon to 10, Sunday, noon to 10. We've got Mass on at 11 o'clock on Sunday. And Haley Reinhardt from Postmodern Jukebox is on Sunday. And Danny Serafin tomorrow, plus a host of other people. And please, please, please come hungry.
A definite must. And no fights over gravy or sauce, right?
Can't guarantee a couple old Italian ladies with the black socks up to the hose up to their knees. They're battling it out, brother.
I can see it right now. Ron, yep. Onesti, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Same here, Phil. All the best. Love your show. Love you.
Thank you. Little Italy Festa.